This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If your experience is with public schools, my next interview may seem like it's beamed in from another planet. There's a private school in Texas with an investment club where students get practice managing a stock portfolio. But unlike so many other student portfolios that use virtual fake monopoly kind of money, students at the Greenhill School in Dallas have set up a portfolio that uses real money. By real, I mean $100,000 chipped in by board members and other stakeholders. With Greenhill starting its academic year this morning, I wanted to talk to one of the students running that portfolio. Lewis Carlson, incoming senior. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are some of the rules for this portfolio? You can't just trade willy-nilly. There are some rules.
Yeah, absolutely. For instance, we have to trade only U.S. stocks, and there are set limits to how much of a stock we can own, so we can't just go all in on one stock or one sector. So we're trying to diversify so we don't, lose all our money on one stock, obviously.
I got to ask you, though, why not just run a fake portfolio, a simulated portfolio? That also can be instructive.
That's actually what we did for a while. But the problem with that is kids would invest in only brand names they know, like McDonald's and Chipotle, or they would go all in on very risky stocks. So we had to make it more like the real world.
It's been trading along since earlier this year. Dare I ask, how are you doing?
We're actually doing pretty well. As of this morning, we're up a total of $500, which is good because last week on Friday, we were down 78. But for the most part, our performance has mimicked the stock market or the S&P 500. And for the most part, we've been in the green.
So you're up about 500 clams at the moment. What if the portfolio does really well by the end of the school year? Who gets the profits?
Ideally, we would have the profits actually go back to Greenhill so that they can use them as scholarships for kids to go to Greenhill as well.
So given your experience with this real money portfolio, do you care to offer any advice to others about ways that they should pursue their own investments?
I think the most important thing that you have to do right away, you have to start researching the industry, and then you have to look at each stock individually and research that. Of course, there's a gut feeling that we've got to think about, and the irrationality of the stock market is always a problem.
All right. Well, you know what? Lewis, I want to call you back later in the school year to see if you actually pulled this off.
Sounds great to me.
All right. Lewis Carlson is an incoming senior at the Greenhill School in Dallas, Texas, which is starting its school year this morning. Lewis, thank you.
It was a pleasure.